RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. World leaders are gathering in Italy for the G7 summit. President Biden left the White House earlier. He'll meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky there and is expected to propose a $50 billion loan for Ukraine, funded by profits from seized Russian assets.
The U.S. and European countries froze hundreds of billions of dollars of Russian assets that were held in their countries. But for 2 years, they've been debating how to use them and how they can be used to help Ukraine. It's been a very controversial issue, but finally, the White House and other Western countries are hopeful that they have found a way now to provide this loan.
ABC's Patrick Rievel. Russian ships have now docked off the coast of Havana, Cuba. That according to the Russian Defense Ministry for military exercises in the region. Consumer prices rose a modest 0.2% last month compared to April, better than expected. It comes as the Fed board is meeting on interest rates. An NBA legendary player and coach, Jerry West, has died. He was the inspiration for the iconic silhouette for the NBA's logo. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is gearing up for what should be another expensive state Supreme Court race. Campaigns and outside groups spent $45 million last year, the costliest state Supreme Court race in American history. Conservative Brad Schimmel and liberal Susan Crawford are running next year. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Dr. Tessa Melvin of David Drown Associates gave an update on the classification and compensation study currently being done by the county. The presentation was made to the Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee at last night's meeting. The study looks at gradual changes in duties performed, changes in organizational relationships and responsibilities, and recruitment and retention problems. To achieve its goals, the county needs to consider the factors when designing a pay philosophy. Where does the county want to pay compared to the market? Some places want their pay to be right at market, while others want it to be a bit above or below. Melvin said in the current labor environment, most are selecting to be above market average. She added the study will not result in job loss, reduction in pay, or organizational restructuring. It will result in updated job descriptions, be customized to the organization, and transparent updates in job descriptions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup, manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. Hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sun today, with highs climbing to the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are expected this afternoon and could become severe into tonight, bringing damaging wind gusts and some hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 85 degrees.
Matt Mayer on Air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Chris Foran, and home show host extraordinaire and comedian Mike Siegel joins me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with my fabulous cohort, colleague, and friend, Jane Matinere, Matinere on Air. We are live from the Kroska Park in Richland Center, Wisconsin, the beautiful Driftless, here at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion. Jane, thank you so much. Outstanding couple of hours here on your show, Matinere on Air. Thanks for sticking around for this one.
Absolutely. I am delighted to be here. It's been great meeting people who have been coming out. This is a perfect day.
Yeah.
It really is a perfect day. So we're here till 2 o'clock.
And people have been fabulous. We started yesterday at the old world headquarters down in Madison, where Mr. Zommers is, down in Madison, our fine producer. And one of our great listeners, Gary Tipler, look what he dropped off for us.
This is only one. Gary brought us three scones that are about as big as a baseball.
Right.
They're so delicious, and they're from Lazy Jane's in Madison.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I had someone had texted in, you need scones from Lazy Jane's. Go to Lazy Jane's. And then Gary brought them yesterday. So thank you so much, Gary. That's so lovely of you.
It really, really is. And thanks to Jane, I'm no longer using plastic water bottles. I have my reusable Yeti right here in my hot little hand. So I'm very excited about that. Thank you, Jane.
Yeti, by the way, Matt and Aaron Air is available for sponsorships if you're ever interested.
Right?
Just throwing it out
there.
Take it for what it's worth.
And also we have our hot little hands, thanks to Wonder State Coffee Roasters in Viroqua, Wisconsin, just up the street. One of the only, I think, 5 solar roasteries in the world.
I didn't realize they were solar.
Right, yeah, they are. Right up the road in Viroqua.
Cool.
So we have Wonder State Coffee. If you're in the area, come on down to Kroska Park. It's right behind the community center here. We have Wonder State Coffee on, and it's a good time had by all. We are joined, as we are every Wednesday, from beautiful Lake Wissota, the host of Up North News Radio from 6 until 8 a.m., Mr. Pat Kreitlow, and from an undisclosed location in Central America, and I'm not making that up, he is a man about the world, Mr. Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and joining us right here in Kroska Park in Richland Center, my former boss, former Senate Majority Leader, Republican Dale Walter Schultz, who is celebrating a birthday today. Dale, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for taking time
finally
to come down.
Officially old enough to know better.
Well, you and Pat served in the legislature together. You were a Republican, Pat a Democrat. But, you know, you guys found ways to get things done.
Yeah, we did. And you know what? Once in a while, we had fun. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
I'm still looking forward to of getting a ride on that pontoon boat that you're so generously offering for this Connie giveaway.
Yes, the text to win. Kreitler has his own pontoon boat, and we've been without him even giving me permission. I've kind of volunteering that he may, a keyword may, be willing to be the captain on the pontoon boat included in our grand prize, one of three at Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake with a pontoon boat.
Just remember, Pat,
I'm here.
All publicity is good publicity.
Exactly. Have pontoon, will sail. Absolutely. Bring it on.
Pat, oh, captain, we've talked about my captain.
Pat, we've talked about this before, but I mean, there were different times when you and Dale were in the legislature, as we've talked. You guys would, not you and Dale necessarily, but Republicans and Democrats would kind of go after each other on the floor. And then, a lot of times you'd walk 5 blocks down the avenue and you'd buy each other a drink and say, yeah, SOB, you really got me. Now, what can we get done? And that's the way things actually worked. I mean, will we ever get back to that, Pat?
Well, I'm certainly hopeful that we can. I mean, right now, part of the reason we can't, well, there are many reasons, but as the amount of money has gotten extremely large in politics, and so people will do whatever they can to protect their investment, and that often means going to the extremes and not appearing to compromise with one another. So any compromise has to happen organically. It's not going to come from leadership necessarily. It's going to come from rank and file members that say, hey, why don't we get something done? In fact, right now, I'm working on a story for Up North News comparing the paid family leave records and promises of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And in reading up on it, I'm discovering there is a paid family leave caucus in Congress. It's very small. They've set their sights very low, but at least it's a couple of rank and file. It started with a couple of moms talking in the hallway, and maybe they can come up with something. That's the kind of thing we need to continue encouraging.
Dale is still a Republican, although he's not a Trumper. Trigvi, you and I are former Republicans. Trigvi, I want to bring this up. I want to go around the table and get everybody's opinion quick on this. Yesterday on the Fox News on Cavuto, Neil Cavuto, you had former Wisconsin congressman, former Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, saying that he no longer believes that Trump is even qualified to be president of the United States again, and not because of policy. He said it's because of character. Trigvi, is this going to have a ripple nationally?
I don't know nationally how much of a ripple it will have. I think it's good that Paul is finally speaking out and speaking the truth to power, which is essential. I think it matters in terms of those blocks of Red Dawn conservatives and Dobbsdads who are conservatives and Republicans who are open to voting on democracy. I think it's the kind of thing that can be part of framing the message. And I think in that context, I do think it's important, particularly in Wisconsin.
Dale, you're still a Republican. You're not a Trumper. I guess we've talked about this before, but let's just get on the record. Why don't you just, I mean, you're not a Trump guy. Why do you stay and call yourself a Republican? Why do you stay in the party? And what does it mean to you to have Paul Ryan say what he said yesterday about Trump?
Well, let me start from the back end of that. That's leadership. That's what I call it. Paul Ryan stood up and said what had to be said. We need more leaders who are in the public spotlight, standing up and telling the truth like he did. And I think that's important, and we shouldn't underestimate that. And it could become contagious. Look, I was never a fan of Donald Trump. I did tell people I'd give him a chance. It didn't take very long for me to be absolutely soured on the man. And no, I don't think he ought to be our next president. And these days, I find myself very much missing and wanting to go back to a party that was identified as originating with Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt and Ike Eisenhower and Ronald Reagan and Tommy Thompson. And at the same time, I'm not willing to buy a brand without some substance. And what I see now is not substance. And I've told people I'm still consider myself a Republican, but I do not vote a straight ticket anymore. You have to prove to me you represent me and the people in my community. And I'm sad to say recently we've had some real shortcomings in that regard.
Pat Kreitlow, you, of course, were the legislature, a Democrat, involved in Democratic politics a long time. Do you think that Democrats are willing to accept people like Paul Ryan in a coalition to defeat Trump and Trumpism?
Well, I think they're certainly open to the idea of a coalition to the extent that it sounds credible and isn't seen as a Trojan horse that would merely, you know, weaken Biden. There are plenty of people looking at, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. and other campaigns, not so much as genuine support for a third party, but as a way to say, well, we know that a lot of people who voted for Trump aren't going to this time. How do we make sure they don't vote for Biden? And so they encourage, you know, these kinds of third parties and talk of a coalition, and it so frequently goes nowhere. So, I mean, it would really have to prove its credibility. I think you're less likely to see something like that in a presidential race, which is still binary. It's going to be binary for some time to come, as you would in Congress. In Congress, you could see, you sometimes hear about the Gang of Six or a Gang of 14 or whatever, where enough people, again, usually rank and file, say, you know, if we stick together with something, the majority has to follow us, and enough of the minority does too. That takes leadership, that takes bravery, and when you've got a party right now calling for the expulsion of members like Paul Ryan and Liz Cheney and others, you don't really have an environment that's friendly to any of this right now. The only way to defeat this is to defeat it at the polls and get some, well, forgive me, get some real Republicans back in there, and not whatever brand this is right now under the MAGA umbrella.
Jay Matner, you've been an institution of broadcasting in Wisconsin for years. We're so honored to have you here at a part of Civic, of course, and having your own show every morning, 10 to noon. You're a fantastic lead-in. You know, particularly southeast Wisconsin, better than anybody else. And driving out here yesterday, we talked about the fact there are so many things we have in common.
Absolutely. There are so many things that we all agree on and love about this state, and I think we love about each other. Everybody wants their kids to be well taken care of. Everybody wants a decent place to live. Everybody wants their kids to go to a decent school. We all would like to drink clean water and know that it's not contaminated with cancer-causing chemicals. Yeah. These aren't hard things. But the one thing I will say, to be the outlier here, the whole Paul Ryan thing makes me cranky.
Okay.
It just makes me cranky because Donald Trump's character has not changed.
Right.
Donald Trump is the same person he was when he came down that escalator in 2015. You don't understand how anyone could think he is a good role model for your children to emulate. And so, yes, I appreciate Paul Ryan coming out and saying that at this point, it's a little late. You could have done this sooner. And I also think that Paul Ryan is in a very fortunate position. He is working for Fox. He's on the board of Faux News. I'm sure he's pulling in a pretty good buck. And I'm sure he saved some money over the years. So he's in a position now where he can come out and say that with pretty few ramifications.
Well, Pat Kreitlow, we're going to be up at Eau Claire yesterday. Pat's going to join us at Shift Coffee and Cyclery in downtown Eau Claire. Stop on out. The first cup of black coffee is on us.
You mean tomorrow, right?
He does mean tomorrow. He messed up the days. Aaron, the reason he did that is he skipped something. Aaron, I know that Geico Camel is nearby. I don't know how he missed telling people that it was...
Oh, dang.
There, now he's back on track. Tomorrow will be in Eau Claire.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The coffee is on us at Shift Coffee. Kreitlow will be there, Jane, and a host of characters as well. About a minute and a half left, Pat. We're going to come back with Trigvi and Dale and Jane on the other side. But final word, your final thoughts on kind of the environment that we move into as we move through Wisconsin this week in 2024.
Well, look, we had the state Democratic convention here last weekend. The chair of the Democratic National Committee, again, reminding Wisconsin voters just how important they are to not waste your vote. And he doesn't mean just not vote for any Republicans, but to think in each case, in each race, who are you voting for? And do they actually stand for you? And realize that your vote has a legacy that goes long beyond you, like who sits on the Supreme Court for a lifetime and things like that. As long as people take seriously the power of their vote in Wisconsin, we may be on the track to better times.
Pat Kreitlow, every morning, Up North News, 6 to 8. We appreciate it, my friend. We'll see you in Eau Claire tomorrow. See you then. Come on back. We have Trigvi Olson, also Dale Schultz, and Jane Matner. Talk a little Southwest Wisconsin politics. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show from Richland Center.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
At Fleet Farm, we know every new day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday workwear from Carhartt, Ariat, and Dickies. Everyday lawn and garden from Scotts, Husqvarna, and Miracle-Gro. Everyday tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Oh, she ain't a Cadillac, and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Welcome back on location live from Crosscut Park in Richland Center, Wisconsin, the old hometown. We are here, Civic Media's Todd Allball Show with Jane Matinere, host of the Matinere on Air every morning from 10 until noon. She precedes us at the table here on location, former Senate Majority Leader and my former boss, Republican Dale Schultz. And joining us from an undisclosed but safe location in beautiful Central America, our very own Trigby Olson. Todd. What? Not that safe? Okay. It looks like palm trees. It looks very pleasant.
Safe where I am right now. I don't want to have one of those viral moments where I get off on you.
Well, no, we don't.
Be good for ratings for you and Jane.
That's true.
Let's talk about that. No, I'm kidding.
It's getting kind of dark.
Trigby Olson, of course, a former Republican like myself, and now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Guys, before we move on here, I just want to kind of pick up on what Jane said before the break, because I think it's really important, and I think it's a good discussion to have with the people we have right now on the show. Jane Brinkman, and of course, Paul Ryan went on Fox yesterday, and yes, he's still a member of the Fox Board of Directors, and said that he no longer believes that Donald Trump is qualified to be president because of his character, and saying that he's certainly not going to vote for Trump. He'd already said he's not going to be at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. But it's been my belief that we all, meaning it doesn't matter who you vote for or where you're from, that we have to have this coalition to defeat Trumpism. But I think Jane hit on something that's very, very real, and we need to talk about it. And that is, there are a lot of people who are like, gee, thanks, but what took you so long? Is this true or not? And you know, are you serious about this, Dale?
Well, I think when you're in power, it's incumbent on you to be the big person and to let bygones be bygones and work towards a positive future together. If we spend all of our time recounting the sins that we have all committed, we're never going to build a real tight bond. And I think Democrats have to find ways to include Republicans in meaningful, substantive ways. And I think Republicans have to put it on the line like Paul Ryan did and stand up and say what needs to be said. I think you shouldn't underestimate the cost to Paul Ryan for doing that. I admire the fact that he did do it. I myself have sinned. I know that I could have done more in the past, and I think about that often. But I think what's important is that we have our eyes on the prize in the future, and we work together to get there. And that's what we're trying to do here in Richland Center.
Trigby Olson, you worked for the late, great John McCain, certainly a conservative, a presidential nominee, an iconic U.S. senator, could be had a temper. You know that better than anybody else. But he also found ways to work with Joe Biden and other Democrats when he could. I don't want you to speak for the late senator, but what do you think, having known Senator McCain, what do you think that he and people like him would think of Paul Ryan's announcement?
Well, I mean, I think McCain would be happy that Paul is speaking out. I think, like lots of people, And I think Jane was kind of getting to this. There's a disappointment that, and I feel this having known Paul for a long time, right? Like, am I disappointed that he didn't join the cause earlier? Sure. But the reality is, and when I worked for McCain, I wrote something called The Seven Rules for Dealing with Autocrats for people around the world who are dealing with autocrats like Putin or Lukashenko or Chavez. If you believe that Donald Trump is an existential threat to our democracy, rule number four of the, as I believe he is, rule number four is the Stalin rule. If you believe someone is an existential threat to democracy, as Adolf Hitler was, you make an alliance with Joseph Stalin, knowing that he was probably the second worst human being to ever walk the planet. And you forgive the bygones, and you fight until you get rid of Hitler, and then you can fight it out on the other things. And so the reality is, for Democrats in this moment, and even for people like myself, we can be frustrated that Paul didn't do more earlier and that Paul didn't speak out and whatnot. But the reality is, he is our ally in this moment. And the game that Donald Trump is playing is a zero-sum game. It's not the win-win of democracy that we know. It's one where either he wins and democracy is gone, or he loses. And we take any allies that we can get in that fight. Because in these kinds of fights, that's what you have to do. And then we can get back to having, you know, fights, and Democrats can have fights with Paul Ryan about whether, you know, Ayn Rand economics works better than big government economics. And I, quite frankly, Jane, I hope that we can get back to having that fight, you and I, at some point.
Absolutely. Okay, here's what I'll do, guys. I will give Paul Ryan a hug, but it's not going to be a full, really fair, huggy hug, okay? I'll give him a little squeeze, and then we'll go on.
Well, that didn't hurt too much, did it?
Oh, no, it was fine.
I want to see you give Dale a hug right now. That's easier. You can start.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, look at that. Bipartisanship is broken out. I was here's a quick story. Thank you, Aaron. So here's a quick story. We were down in Platteville, and Dale was speaking somewhere down in Platteville. This is when he was like Senate Majority Leader, and he was going around, and he just went and said hello and shook people's hand, and he went down to shake this woman's hand, an older woman, and she pulled her hand away, and she said, "I wouldn't shake your hand. I'm a Democrat." And Dale smiled and said, "I'm sure you're taking something for it." And he moved on. I mean, it was hilarious. Everybody there laughed.
You know, I'm sure.
She laughed. Too.
Instead of picking fights, it was just like, let's just be human.
But to Trigvy's larger point, and you're absolutely right, Trigvy, in this fight, we do need to have allies. We absolutely do. And then, like you said, then we can go fight about the finer points once this threat is passed.
But great. And here's what I keep wondering about. Go ahead.
I was going to say, for everyone who's involved in the Lincoln Project, they didn't sit around and negotiate with people before they took action. They stood up and said and did what needed to be done. That's leadership. And we need more people doing that. And I'm sure that they had more than enough people saying, well, they could have done more sooner and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. The main thing is, as Trigvy said, we're all in the fight together. We all love this country. We all love democracy. And let's get it done.
Trigvy, about a minute and a half left before the break. I'll give you the final word here on this subject. I guess, you know, people in Wisconsin, I think there are still Republicans in Wisconsin that admire Paul Ryan. And I think in some Republican circles, maybe it's only 4%. But in this race, do those 4% that still like Paul Ryan, if they don't vote for Trump, does that make a difference in this race in Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, I mean, I would take issue with you on how much he's liked. He's actually one of the three, you know, I have quantitative data on this. He's one of the three most popular Republicans in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow,
Tommy Thompson,
wow.
Hands down, is the most popular. There's a lot of not liked Republicans. Not that any of them are exactly loved, but or any politicians for that matter. But no, Paul Ryan has cachet in Wisconsin. I think what I keep coming back to with Paul is, if you go back to his original statement where he said those things, which he is now doubled down on, he said them in relation to Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. And, you know, part of the game of fighting autocrats, and this was true when we were talking about the Lincoln Project, one of the first calls I was on about starting something, you know, we were all like, what if no one stands up with us? And millions of people stood up with us, and that's the greatest part of what we are doing. I think it's about Liz Cheney. I think Paul feels guilty.
Stand by. We have Trygve Olsen joining us live from an undisclosed location in Central America. We have Dale Schultz and Jane Matner joining us from a disclosed location, Crosscut Park in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Come on down and have some Wonder State coffee. Back after this, a news, sports, and agriculture update. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show live from Richland Center.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's time for dairy days and fair season, and that means tractor pulls. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. Kurt Afdahl, Wisconsin Tractor Pullers Association president, provides some insight into just how much it costs to put a pull on.
Well, the cost to show depends upon if it's a state or region event. However, just looking at state figures, the average cost is $2,500 per class plus insurance. And then we have a production fee, which covers our costs for hiring our tech officials, entry personnel. We have the cost of the sled. And on average, a typical show can run anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000, depending upon how many classes a promoter wishes to sign.
That was Wisconsin Tractor Pullers Association President Kurt Afdahl along with us. As you plan your summer adventures, consider adding a tractor pulling event to your itinerary. I'll have your midday markets right after this.
Welcome to today's Merck Minute with special guest Austin Snook, U.S. Dairy Marketing Manager for Merck Animal Health. He's here to share some exciting things happening at Merck Animal Health. Austin, tell me about Empower.
Really excited to introduce Empower to all the listeners. So Empower is the comprehensive dairy portfolio that Merck Animal Health offers. And really, it brings together Allflex identification products, SenseHub dairy monitoring, and comprehensive biopharma solutions, all offered through Merck Animal Health. And so really, it's about these powerful tools that come together to help dairy producers run a profitable dairy. And it's really important that all these tools work together so that producers can eliminate guesswork, solve problems, and ultimately put more milk in the tank. The dairy industry, as we know, is always changing, and Merck Animal Health is leading the charge with this innovative solutions-focused approach.
Austin Snook, U.S. Dairy Marketing Manager for Merck Animal Health, and that's today's Merck Minute. Learn more at empowerdairy.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your Wednesday midday commodity markets. From Chicago, cash corn is trading at 452 and a half. That's up 3 cents. New crop corn is trading at 466 and a half. Up 1 1/4 cents. Cash beans are trading at 1175 and a half. That's down 2 1/2 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 1145 and a half. And that is down 6 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 616 and 3/4. That's down 9 3/4. And new crop wheat is trading at 635 and 3/4. And that is down 11 cents. On the dairy side of things now, July Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2058 a hundredweight. That is up 5 cents. And August Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2105 a hundredweight. And that is also up 5 cents. Be sure to download our app and stay up to date with us on all things agriculture at thefarmwi.com. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sun today, with highs climbing to the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are expected this afternoon and could become severe into tonight, bringing damaging wind gusts and some hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 86.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Smart, simple, income protection. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. You rely on your income and State Farm can help protect it. If you become disabled and cannot work due to illness or injury, disability insurance offers flexible, affordable coverage that can provide money to help you pay for your mortgage, rent, loans, and other monthly expenses. If you'd like to explore your options, call, text, email, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chains.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the Crudy Birthday Edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That means less fat jokes, more short jokes. Dom and Crude and you tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Waiting so long to feed it again.
Back to the Todd Allball Show live.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.